Chapter 23. Millie Dixon lived in a small ranch-style house in the older section of the retirement village. She was out in the side yard, hanging herbs to dry, when they pulled up in Ruth's Oldsmobile. Ruth screeched to a stop, narrowly missing Millie's mailbox. Millie looked appropriately dismayed to see them all descending on her. Winston did, too. He positioned himself between Millie and the ladies, assessing them with watchful eyes.
"There's no use pretending you're innocent. We've caught you red-handed."
Helen held up the picture they'd printed from the trail camera. Millie seemed unfazed.
"What are you talking about?"
Helen fisted her hands on her hips.
"Don't you play dumb with me. I'm talking about the K-cups. You've been stealing them from the community center."
Millie grimaced. Winston growled at Helen. Millie bent down to pet the dog.
"Be nice, Winston. These are friends."
Winston stopped growling, but he still eyed Helen warily, apparently unconvinced by Millie's words. Nans eyed the herbs.
"And maybe not just the K-cups, maybe the diamonds, too."
"Diamonds? I don't know anything about diamonds. And I didn't steal the K-cups, I just borrowed them."
"Aha! You heard her, girls. She's confessed," Ida said.
Millie held her hands up.
"Not so fast. I said I borrowed them. I ran a bit short on funds and, well, a girl must have her coffee. But I think, if you look, you'll discover that nothing has actually been stolen, because I replaced everything I took."
Ida made a face.
"What are you talking about? We have you right here in black and white."
Ida tapped the picture.
"It shows you breaking into the community center."
Millie crossed her arms over her chest.
"That might be so. But I think if you go and look at your inventory, you'll see there are actually extra K-cups. As I said, I only borrowed some, and last night I was merely returning what I borrowed."
Helen narrowed her eyes at Millie.
"So you say, I'm going to call your bluff."
They all hurried to the senior center, which was just a few streets over. Nans didn't think Millie was bluffing. Why would she?
But if Millie was a thief with a conscience who only borrowed things and then returned them, that blew a hole in her diamond theory.
The senior center wasn't being used, so all the doors were locked. Helen unlocked the door to the storage room and flung it open, rushing over to the shelf that held the K-cups. She whipped out the tray on which they were stored, her face going from triumph to confusion.
"What? There's more K-cups in here than there were yesterday."
"See, I told you,"
Millie said. Winston yipped his agreement.
"Oh, and by the way, you should find a better supplier. The batch I got the other day tasted like dandelions. Yuck."
Millie made a bitter lemon face.
"I put dandelion tea in them. I thought the thief would complain and I could catch them that way,"
Helen said.
"It was a pretty good plan, but Millie never complained," Ida said.
"Who complains about something they stole or borrowed?"
Millie asked.
"I'm smarter than that."
Millie was pretty smart, but was she smart enough to be lying about this?
Why, though, it didn't make any sense that she'd returned the K-cups before she knew they suspected her.
"So you didn't have anything to do with the diamond heist?"
Ruth asked.
"Of course not. If I did, do you think I'd be stealing K-cups? I'd have plenty of money for coffee."
She had a point.
"But you just returned some, so you must have come into money,"
Nans pointed out.
"I wish. I actually had to sell some of my precious antique brooches. Jeffrey was very nice to take them."
Millie sniffed.
That explained why William had seen her at Jeffrey's jeweler's. But Nans wasn't ready to let her off the hook for everything just yet.
"And what about Prudence? Did you have something to do with kidnapping her?"
Nans asked.
That made sense because Barbara had mentioned that she was afraid someone had given Prudence something that might affect her performance at the dog show, and Millie was an expert on herbs. With Prudence out of the way, Winston stood a better chance at winning.
Of course not. I'm not some kind of monster. I'm a dog lover.
She scooped up Winston and cuddled him in her arms.
But I do know someone who might be involved.
Who's that? Nance asked.
Edwina Southwick. She wants to win the dog show badly. I happened to overhear her and Carl Knutson talking when they thought no one could hear them, and it sounded like the two of them were up to something.
Millie seemed hesitant to give more details, but Nance got the feeling she had more. I saw her and Carl whispering suspiciously at the armory when I was setting up for the dog show, and Carl was acting very strange the morning Freddy was killed, Lexi said.
But surely you don't think they had something to do with what happened to Freddy, Ruth said.
I don't know about that. But have you noticed Queenie has been acting very serene lately?
Millie asked Lexi.
I did notice that.
She's usually so hyper, and I heard that's the reason Queenie never wins. Right. Well, Barbara wasn't wrong about people giving something to a dog that could cause them to act differently. In fact, there are several herbs one can give that might influence their behavior, like perhaps turning a hyper dog into a more sedate dog.
You think Edwina might be giving something to Queenie?
But so what? Is that illegal? Depends on what she's giving her.
Millie seemed to mull something over, then she sighed.
When I was out collecting my herbs in the forest, I noticed something was amiss. There is a very rare herb, indigo nightroot, that grows in the woods behind Barbara's house. It's on the endangered list, and when I was out collecting herbs the other day, I noticed that those plants had been pulled up.
Pulled up? Like by a person? Nance asked.
At first, I thought an animal had dug them up, Millie said. But then when I inspected further, I saw a footprint, a big boot. And then when I was at the armory, I just happened to notice that Carl was wearing big boots.
What would happen to someone if they took the herbs? Nance asked.
Endangered plants, Ruth cut in. You would get a big fine and possibly jail time for digging them up.
What if Edwina and Carl were up to something with these herbs and Freddy found out? Edwina's car was seen at Doggy Diva the morning of his murder.
I wouldn't put it past Carl to be selling the herbs. He's kind of shady, Lexi said.
That's terrible, Ruth exclaimed.
Are these herbs dangerous? I can't believe Edwina would endanger her dog just to win a dog show.
They can be dangerous, even fatal. But what if Edwina doesn't know that? Millie asked. Carl might have sold them to her and not told her of the dangers.
But if Edwina is giving Queenie the herbs, then why kidnap Prudence? Nance asked.
That's a good question, Helen said.
There's only one way to find out. Edwina lives the next street over. I say we pay her a visit, Nan suggested. Good idea, Millie said. I'll go with you. I think we better swing by my place and pick up some antidote herbs. If Edwina doesn't know the right dosage for Queenie, I have a feeling we might need them.